Sunday, September 7th, 2025, 3:11 a.m. So, yeah, I got up about a little, almost an hour ago, and I've already finished drinking my coffee, so today's going to be a painting day. We went to Mass, Vigil Mass last night, so I can paint straight through. Let's see what happens. I've been reorganizing stuff and cleaning drawers out and throwing stuff away, a lot of stuff away. And stuff like, oh yeah, I've saved this, you know, long enough, and I guess I'm not really going to use it. And it's really a piece of junk now or whatever, you know. So I just throw it away. there's another pile that maybe somebody could buy at the rummage sale at the church. So put that, give that to the wife. But also I found out that, yeah, okay, now I got there's stuff that I go through and I put that in a box to sort through to find out, okay, to make a more refined determination of what I want to do with this stuff. Because it's good stuff, you know, and it's usable, but I'm not going to use it. So do I just throw it away because maybe somebody else won't use it? Or do I give it to the wife because maybe the rummage sale would want to use it, or maybe they don't really want it, and who knows? So it's like those little curly cords for telephones. I've got a couple of those in the bag still, you know, and I've got the extra long ones for your wall phone. You know, do people really still use wall phones anymore? I don't know. We don't. So, anyway, let me get painting here. I haven't even done anything yet, so I'm going to start to paint, and let me get stuff ready. Okay, 5:44 a.m. Okay, I'm leaving a lot later now, so I haven't even changed yet. Got the brushes cleaned up and everything, getting ready to go on the walk. I worked all this time, and I'm in one of those places where everything's just such fine detail that I'm, you know, it's just, I really haven't painted over that much. But I think, you know, like I'm trying to make it so that this fine detail, I can just make it just one more. Just this is the final coat. But we'll see. You never know. You never know what you're going to paint over again. So let's go. Oh boy, 8:39, and I still haven't eaten breakfast yet. So I got caught up with doing some other stuff, and then I turned around and looked at the computer, and I started playing with the computer that's I'm working on, and just lost track of time. So I got to go eat breakfast still. I'll be out here later to paint. This was a designated a paint day. I don't know what's going to happen now, but we'll try. Okay. So, talk to you in a bit. Okay. 10:22 a.m. I'm about a whole hour later than I usually can be late at. Anyway, so let me, I'm not here to paint, so let me go out and start painting now. So I'll talk to you in a bit. You know, here's a bit of information. Sometimes you have to paint a lot of rectangles to figure out the most efficient way to do it. Okay? Back to painting. Okay, 229. I'm going to stop now. My back's getting sore, hunching over that painting, doing the little detail stuff, little detailed rectangles. Oh, boy. Head hurt. My eyes hurt, I guess, is what it is. Jeez. That looks better. Let's see. Yeah, there was I had that part kind of dark and grayed out. And because I really wasn't sure what I was doing with it, but so I've lightened it up now. I'm kind of like, but it's still, you know, adjusting it and what have you. I'm gonna stop here. It seems like a good place to stop. I'm coming to another part where it's light and dealt with, so I want to make sure it works together and or figure out what I'm doing when I finally get there. anyway, let's see. Sunday. Oh, nothing's going on. Playing with a computer, and I had this old hard drive from my previous computer. I didn't, because I really didn't want to. The computer before that hard drive, I just opened up and tore apart and screwed up the disk so that nobody could ever retrieve anything off of it, and then threw it away. And this one, I'm doing a format on it. I installed it on this computer, and it's an older hard drive. With an adapter, I was able to attach it to this computer. And playing around with it, I got the computer to actually recognize it. So I decided to do a full format on it. It takes forever because it's such a big drive. And the information on there is still not secure. I couldn't access it. I went in there, looked, and they wouldn't let me get into any folders or anything, but I'm not a hacker, so I really don't know what I need to do that. But anyway, so I'm doing a full format on it. It doesn't completely erase everything, but it makes it a little bit more difficult for people to get in there and figure out what's going on. There is free software you can get to basically wipe the hard drives, and if I decide to get rid of this computer, I might do that. You know, it's only good for Windows 10, and they're not going to support that anymore. So, you know, it's kind of a piece of this. Just what do they call that? A paperweight. I might. I'm thinking about putting Linux on it. So, we're going to look into that. What else? That's pretty much it. So it has the DVD burner player on there, and I've been going through the CDs that I had with stuff stored on there and backed up stuff, and I've recovered some things. Some of those things, like, yeah, I don't want those images. A bunch of stuff from work, you know, luncheons and what have you. And I don't want that, you know. Who needs that? I think in the future, when they look back on this time, there's going to be a treasure trove of images, high-definition images that they'll have. And who knows what they'll do with them. Will they be any better for it? I don't know. I doubt it. But anyway, so let me... Let me get going here and go do something else and relax or rest my back or something. See ya.